We all know the gevaldige avodas hayoyim of Tisha B'Av, to be mekoinein and to be misabel on Churban Abayis. We also know the famous Gemara called misabel al Yerushalayim is zeicha b'roi b'simchosa, and chas v'sholom kol mi she'ena misabel, chas v'sholom is not zeicha to be roi b'simchosa. But the Meiri over there says something very scary. He says we're not discussing a person who doesn't keep the hilchas avelos. We're talking about even a person who keeps the hilchas avelos to the T. He does every single halacha in Shulchan Aruch of Yosef Kotten and Mishnah Brura, but he does it in mitzvahs anoshim milumodo, and he's not ma'oyres liboy to actually feel that churban, feel that avelos, have that bechia, that misbeit chodosh. That person is eina zeicha v'roya. Very scary words, but it's mavur. In the Meiri, we're not just looking for actions. We're not just looking for an outward nihu gavelus. We want that churban to be felt. We want that to be ma'ir our lev. We want us to feel the churban. But it's also mavur in the Meiri that that's not something that happens on its own. We can't even rely on odom nifal lefi pu'loisav. A person has to actively be ma'ir esliboy. A person has to find ways to feel that tsar and to be able to connect to that tsar. The truth is, I think, besides what the Yaivitz already tells us in his Siddur, even in his door, how hard it was and how much of Yeridus HaDeiris there was in feeling that pain, in feeling the Aveda of the Churban, and being able to disconnect to how connected we are to Alma Adain and try to zero in on what life is nowadays with the Churban, what life was when we had the Beis HaMikdosh. Besides all of that, it's possible that we're also conflicted with something even deeper than that. It's not just hard to connect. It's possible as if we feel like, what are we accomplishing? What are we accomplishing by being mitzar? Even if we get to that point where we could feel that tsar, we could bemoan our matziv in relation to what our matziv was then, what are we accomplishing with all of that tsar? If we give a tear, if we're able to be mekoinein, then what? What's the hatzlocha? What's the tgeraisa tayelas that Chazal want us to do by being misabel on the churban? Everyone knows the famous story that the Rama brings, where Plato met Yirmiyahu HaNavi, who was being mekoinein b'demoy shlish on Beis HaMikdosh. And he asked him two questions. We'll focus on the second question. His question was, is that roi? Is it roi for a chochom? Is it midarche achochma to cry and to be misabel on the past? And Yirmiyahu HaNavi famously answered him. He says, that's a question I'm not able to answer you, because you, presumably as a goy, we'll never be able to understand the true answer to that question. So, is it possible that maybe we are also plagued by that same question? Is it midarche achochma? Is it a productive thing to cry over the past, to recognize how bitter we must be, how sad we must be, knowing what we had and what we don't have? Is there a tachlis and a tayelis in crying over what we don't have? Something in the past. What is the answer to Plato's question? It's famous that they say over the Sabbam, the Alter from Kelim, used to say, you see from the story and the response of Yirmiyahu, what Chazal expect of a Poshet Yid is greater than the greatest philosopher could understand. What the Neshama of a Yid is Shayich to far surpasses the wisest of men by the Goyim. What is the answer to this question? But the truth is, maybe the question's even deeper. The Gemara says in Sukkah that an Avo Rachman al-Itzlan, who's sitting Shiva on one of his Shiva Kraivim, it's possible that it's natural for a person to be grief-stricken and to be sad. And the Ramban even says it's even natural to cry over that Preda. But Zok the Gemara, for a person to, in his heart, actually carry that Avelus, it's a tir de rishus. It's not a chiyuv. Sakrashi ain't a chayiv leitzdar. By avelus, the alma. The main thing is the niug avelus. Sakrashi, the display, the outward display of avelus is a tachlis. Because that outward display of avelus, and of course an appropriate accompanying behavior, is something that's mechabed the mace. But above and beyond that outward avelis, Zakrashi einoi chayiv lehitzdar. It would seem that the concept is exactly like we're asking. A patira, as painful as it is something of the past. To harp on that, to be mitzdar, to be ma'ayri your leiv more and more, to feel that pain, to feel that grief, there's no chiyuv. It's not even considered a mitzvah. It's a tirda de rishus. So how is Tisha B'Av different? Why on Tisha B'Av is the Me'iri telling us to be ma'ayri the leiv? And I found in the Agoyis from Blazer Moshe Hurwitz in Yevamos Daf Mem Gimel, he says that it's taka true. Tisha B'Av is different than Avelis Da'alma. In Avelis Da'alma, there's no mitzvah or chiv to be mitzvah. And when it comes to the Avelus of Tisha B'Av, Chazal wanted us deliberately to be mitzvah. The Bechi, the Misbeit Chodosh, the Kinois, being Mekoinen on the Churban, is not just something that a person could do, but he needs to do. Zakhti Meiri, you need to be Ma'ir Yerlev. It's not enough just the Nihu Gavelus. We're not looking for a covered ames. We're looking for the Avodas Hayoyim of Bechi. What is that Bechi? If we see by Avelis Da'alma that the Torah or Chazal never were specifically interested in a person crying and being grief-stricken on the past, because the past is not midarche achochma to be something that we should be sad about. Why is it that on Tisha B'Av we're asking for Bechi? We're asking to you to be mitzdayer. There's a chiyuv to be mitzdayer. Zakhti Meiri, if a person is a ma'ir liba to be mitzdayer, chas v'sholem in a roya b'simchosa. What's different about the avelus of Tisha B'Av? The emes is that we know that by Tisha B'Av we don't say tachnon. Sheit mekalmoinim, it's a krimoyid. What does that mean? There's an avodas hayoyim to be ma'ir or leiv to bechi. And then it's a moyid similar to a yontiv, you don't say tachnon. So we know, vayten mekalmoinim, Tisha B'Av is noel in Mashiach. True, but isn't the avodas hayoyim to focus on the avelus and not to have simcha over leidas Mashiach? The Aruch HaShulchan says a nusach that on Tisha B'Av it's a moyid and we don't say tachnon because we are clearly recognizing how batuach we are that these days the terrible tzoymos that we have will eventually la'asin lovi b'nishapech to be yomim toivim. That's the Ikri Moed, and that's why we don't say Tachnon. It's true. One day, Be'ezer Hashem, Lasid Lavoi, these days will be Nesapech. But do we eat and we drink? Because Emet Hashem, they'll be Nesapech. Yes, Emet Hashem, they'll be Nesapech. But what we're doing right now is focusing on the fact that right now, they have not yet been Nesapech. And right now, we are fasting and being Mesabel. So why, if the Avodas Hayoyim now is to be focused on the Avelus, because Tisha B'Av has not yet been a yontiv, why are we also throwing in this aspect of us, kilo, declaring it's a moyed also, it's going to eventually be in the sapich? It's possible that v'shteit do is a moyed dikazach. True, to sit and bemoan the past is something that Chazal never asked us to do. And when it comes to a person being misabel on one of the shiver kravim, that's something that's in the past. And there's no, it's not midarach ha-chochmo to be mitzdayer in the past. But it could be that there's a different bechi that we're asking for. There's a different bechi of what Tisha B'Av is all about. Of course, the teichen of the bechi is recognizing the great loss and recognizing how much we've lost and recognizing how incredible the mitzias of Klal Yisrael was with the kirbas aleiki mitoiv that the being as mesa migdosh had. But we're not bemoaning the past. Ayid has a different bechi in him. He doesn't have to have a bechi of yiyush, a bechi of despair over what I've lost. There's a bechi of a yid. That's a bechi of tikva. There's a bechi of hope. There's a bechi of bitochim. There's a bechi of longing, of gaguim, for being in Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi. We're not bemoaning the eitzim v'avonim. That's what Plato understood. That's what a goy fashteis. A goy only knows how to cry out of desperation. We're bemoaning the yachas, the kirva that we had with the Eibishta. But mitoich an understanding and a bitochin, that there's a tata in Himmel that's just as desperate as we are to bring back that yachas. What he wants in our bechi and what we're meant to express in our bechi is not oi, oi, visigaven, but the bechi of recognizing how much we're desperate and how hopeful we are, and how batuach we are, that we will get back that yachas. If we properly cry and appreciate that yachas and long for that yachas, that in itself will bring back that yachas. A yid has that, which a goy doesn't have. A goy only knows how to cry in the past because he doesn't have bitochen. He doesn't have that relationship with the Eibishter. He doesn't see any tachlis, anything productive in feeling that pain, in feeling that yachas, because that pain can't be translated into hope. It can't be translated into longing. All it is what we'd call dry pain. Pain on what was. On that, Plato asks a very good question. It's not midarchi ha-chochmo to be mitzta'ir on the hovar. But the answer is that the bechi that we're asking for Tisha B'Av, of course it's crying and of course it's focusing on what we had, but not out of despair, not because of yiyush of what we've lost, but mitoich gaguyim, of building back that relationship, of building back the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. It's famous what the Chassam Sefer writes in his drushes. When we're crying on Tisha B'Av, we're saying that our yachas to the Eibishter and the Binyan Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, Lepnoch, is still alive and well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has buried it. He's even burnt it, but it's still there. Zakrashi and Sukkah, it's waiting. It's up there. It's up. It's in Shamayim ready. It's already been built. All we need to do is to bring it down. We're not bemoaning the past. We're building the future. We're zoyche v'roya. It's a davar chai, zok tachsam sefer, that we can't be mekabel tanchumen. We're inconsolable because it's chai and we want it back. We're longing and we're hopeful. It's not a bechi of yiyush. It's a bechi of gaguim. That's the tachlis of what the bechi of Tisha B'Av is. We specifically focus on the fact that it's a moyed, and we don't say tachnun to remind us. Yes, it's a tzoim. Yes, it's a yoim of avelus, but it's an avelus that's actively working towards the geula. It's working towards what we're being miskageya with in our bechias. It's a moyed. We're waiting for that yisapchu. We're not just hoping that it's coming. We're realizing that this bechi of gaguim is being b'nei Yerushalayim. The famous Shalom that writes, there's no avelus of Tisha B'Av on Shabbos because ain binyan beis hamikdash toicha Shabbos. What does avelus have to do with binyan beis hamikdash? Like the Chassam Sefer is saying, the zeicha b'roya is not a schar. It's actually the mitzius of what our bechi is and what our avelus is doing. The bechi is building. The bechi is showing our gaguim. We are recognizing how shreklach our matziv is, but we're translating that into gaguim. That's what a yid could do that a goy can't do. Zok Yirmiyo Navi, you might be the greatest philosopher, the wisest of men, but that yachas to the Eibush you don't have. That bechiyo of tikva, that bechiyo of gaguim for that yachas to return from the Eibush is something you'll never be able to relate to, you'll never be able to understand. It's a famous Hasidic Taich that when Bas Paroi opened up Batiftach and saw the Nar Boiche, Shteit Vatoyim Miyaldi Evrimze, the Hasidic Shavart is that she was able to have that Taher, that the Bechia that she was seeing over here was not a Bechia of bemoaning my Matziv. It's a Bechia of Gaguim. A Bechia of Gaguim that's able to see the future because there's a Bitochen and a Yachas of the Eibishter. We're longing for the geula from the shibut. We're not focused on the shibut. We're not bemoaning our matziv. This is the bechia that Plato couldn't be masig. This is the bechia of Batoyim Miyaldi Ivrimze. That's a bechia of gaguyim, and that's what she was able to see in the sophistication of the Nar Boiche. The Nar Boiche had that Yiddish bechia. That's what Tisha B'Av is all about. Famous Chazal. Atem bechisim bechisim bechia shalchinam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the bechia l'dayris. Is that an oinish? It's a tikkun. The tikkun was that it was a bechia shalchinam. Yes, the meraglim came back with scary reports. But that was a bechia of yiyush. Instead of it being a bechia of hope, a bechia of betochen, a bechia of gaguim, of being able to come and be mayrich, that relationship that Eretz Yisrael is able to bring, we had a bechia shalchinam. And of course, Baruch has to give us a bechia l'dayris. The hadgosha being l'dayris, it's going to be for generations. How do we bemoan the past for generations? The answer is that we're not bemoaning the past. Every door, we continue to long, and hopefully we're getting closer and closer to that zeicha v'roya. It's not something of the past. It's something that's very much the hoiv and the osid. We are building the Beis HaMikdash through our Avelus. So the Eibush to help when we're sitting on a Tisha B'Av and we're trying to figure out what the Avodas Hayoyim is. It's not simply to be Ma'ir or Alev. And like the Miri's Mashma, we have to actively be Ma'ir. It's not something that we would naturally come to. But what we Ma'ir or Alev is not to be sad and end up being sad. But take that sadness and translate it into a Yiddish Avein, into a Yiddish Bechiah, into a Yiddish Avelus. Something that the wisest of men couldn't understand. But the most Poshita Yid, who has that Yachas to the Eibishter, who recognizes that we're not bemoaning the Eitz and Bavonin that were burnt. We're bemoaning the Yachas that we used to have. Recognizing how pitiful it is that we don't have that Yachas. But we're crying out of longing, out of Gaguim, that we want that Yachas back. We want that Kirvas Aleikim Tevi back. That's something that maybe we're more shayich to when we're trying to be Ma'ir or Lev to connect to that Avelis. That, Zokter Blazer Moshe, is what's different between the Avelis of Tisha B'Av and the Avelis that we find by Shiva Kravim. The Avelis of Shiva Kravim is Taka an Avelis that's bemoaning the past. Zok Rashi and Sukkei Nechayiv Leitztar of Zokter Blazer Moshe. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, there's a Chiyuv and a Mitzvah Leitztar. But that Tsar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us is different than the Tsar that a person would experience by Shiva Kravim. It's not just the Tsar of what we've lost. It's recognizing that we're building through that Tsar. We're translating those Bechiyas into Bechiyas of Gaguyim. Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecho V'Nashuva Chadesh Yomeinu Kikedem.